Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So the Sunshine State is bracing as it's starting to get battered with Hurricane Ian, who is at a Category 4 storm. This is even higher than what happened when Katrina hit. In fact, they're even forecasting that this could be a 5 as it makes landfall. And this is obviously bringing devastating winds, devastating rain, currents, riptides, flooding, and it's a whopper of a storm. I posted some pictures, and when you look at the satellite images, you know, people are saying, look, is your family on the east side of the state or the west side of the state? It doesn't matter. This sucker encompasses the size of Texas. It is a huge storm. So all of Florida, as far as I'm concerned, is, you know, at risk. They say the top wind speeds of 155 miles per hour have been recorded. We've seen planes. I'm hearing reports that planes have been flipped, trees ripped out of the ground. We see power lines getting torn and sparking. Already parts of Fort Myers has been flooded. The beach is currently underwater. They say already we've had 2 deaths. We've had I think 5 deaths in Puerto Rico, 2 in Cuba, and we don't have a count yet with Florida. We're hoping we don't, but there's been some reported of 2 deaths. I believe those were in Cuba, but I will of course verify as we go. This is going to be, they say, 36 hours of hell. So the state is expecting at least 12 inches of rain. They say the storm is sucking water out of Tampa Bay as it came up from South America through the Caribbean into the Gulf. And it's Category 4 as of now. Charlotte Harbor is bracing for the brunt of the water levels. They're expecting 12 to 18 feet of surge storm as the eyewall continues to move. The National Weather Service expected that this will happen, the actual landfall, even though you could already see the bands have been hitting Florida all week, but the actual eye, the part of the hurricane that they consider the actual, you know, hurricane focus of it is supposed to be hitting in the next few hours. Governor DeSantis has been updating us regularly. He's warned that those in Collier, Charlotte, Sarasota County, that it's still not too late to leave. And if you could get the hell out, do so. He didn't say it that way. But he wants people in a safe place as soon as possible. So the fact that this could be looking at a Category 5 storm, at the very least a Category 4 storm, this could be devastating. Just to kind of put things into perspective, Category 1 storm has 74 mile per hour winds. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've had 70 mile per hour winds. It's bad. You know, we got trees falling, things happening, accidents happening, and that's a Category 1. Category 2 is where you have 96 to 110 miles per hour winds. Category 3 is 111 to 129. Category 4 is 130 miles per hour to 156 miles per hour. Once you hit 157 miles per hour, you're at a Category 5. So this sucker, being at 155 miles per hour, just 2 mile per hour winds, is right on the cusp of 4 to 5. Catastrophic damage can happen at any of those levels. Extensive damage and devastating damage at the lower levels, but still 4 to 5, catastrophic. So, you know, in any given year, we have about, 12 to 14 named storms, six hurricanes, three becoming major. Now, we had anticipated that this season was going to be above average, and we were pleasantly surprised when we got into September with very few named storms. Sadly, though, it just takes one big whopping of one to make us, you know, dread this whole hurricane season and be in the position we're now, where not only Florida, but even you know, the coast of the Carolinas and the other states north can also get devastating effect. But right now, all eyes have been on Florida. Hurricane season runs June 1, ends November 30th. Peak is between August and September. So September is usually the most active. To put things into perspective, Hurricane Katrina was back in 2005. It was a Category 5 storm within the Gulf, but they say when it hit landfall, it was actually downgraded to a Category 3. Still, look how devastating it was, with 1,800 people dying, $108 billion in damage. The deadliest hurricane, though, to ever hit U.S. soil was the Great Galveston Hurricane in 1900. Over 10,000 people died. And, you know, it's interesting. My husband and I were watching the news, and my husband's like, you know, imagine in the olden days where all you could do is look at the clouds, and you had no idea if it was going to be a, you know, tropical storm to a Category 5. And, you know, I'm sure word got out from sailors and you know, from, you know, if they could, from people of other countries. But in the olden days, when you didn't have communication, you were really guessing it. It was a guess. So parts of Fort Myers already been flooded. President Biden has been on the phone with Governor DeSantis to discuss preparations. DeSantis invoked a statewide state of emergency over the weekend, has 7,000 members of National Guard on standby. They are expecting, you know, massive power outages. People are concerned about Tom Brady. Tom Brady already evacuated to Miami. He is with his wife. I know everybody thinks he's separated from his wife. I believe the wife and the kids, they all left their Tampa Bay home. They're down in Miami. Remember, Tom Brady has a game in Miami this Sunday with the Chiefs. But it's no joke. It's bad. You're seeing, power poles light on fire and spark. You're seeing extensive flooding, trees, and you know, sadly, it's already hit. Now, interestingly, the forces are enough to flip airplanes. Now, I'm looking at a small airplane right now. I don't know if it's a Cessna or a Piper at North Perry Airport that apparently flipped because there was a tornado. So with these heavy winds, you also have tornadoes. Tornadoes are not just unique to the Midwest. So as the eyewall is moving on shore, we're going to be expecting some pretty heavy heavy damage in the next few hours. Of course, we're going
to... Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And we will be giving you guys updates on what's been happening with the hurricane, but now we're going to kind of switch to other news. Now, the CDC updated their website, I believe, in the last couple days, about the recent study of aluminum in vaccines and its possible link in children to persistent asthma. The CDC has funded studies looking at this. We do have some results from the study, which we're going to share with you. And the CDC has now updated their website saying they still do not recommend any changes in our vaccination schedule. Right? They're still supporting vaccines. But they have to let people know that there might be a link between an adjuvant in multiple pediatric vaccines, which has to do with aluminum, and a possible link to persistent asthma. Now, this is something that has been suggested by a lot of my patients and parents who had said, look, you know, we don't have asthma in the family, but these younger kids are having it. What is it, the vaccines? And, you know, as a physician, if we don't have the information, we can't necessarily, theorize with any committing certainty. But we could say, look, this is something that has to be investigated. It could be the dust. It could be the pollution exposure. Things are different for the younger generations than it was when we were growing up. But the concerns that there might be a link between vaccines and a link between these childhood conditions does need to be entertained. And I'm very glad that the CDC is putting money into looking at that and investigating it. I don't think any parent should be bullied. I don't think any parent should be vilified. If a parent is interested in what they're injecting into their children, they have every right to ask. Now, aluminum and aluminum salts have been used since the 1930s. We have used them to help induce a stronger immune response. Remember, we aren't taking actual smallpox and rubbing it into a wound like we did centuries ago. What we're doing now is using small pieces of viruses or bacteria or inactivated viruses or live attenuated ones, and to ensure that the immune system is woken up and will produce a strong immune response, we use adjuvants. In fact, with our flu shot, there's adjuvants. And so there's a whole variety of different adjuvants we use. And aluminum salts are part of it. If you go to the CDC website, they explain about these adjuvants. Aluminum is used in the tetanus, the DTaP, the Infarix, the combo one with the Pediarix that has the tetanus, pertussis, hepatitis, polio. It's used in our hepatitis A, our hepatitis B, our HPV, our Prevnar, and there's a whole variety of vaccines that our children get, and it could be an amorphous aluminum hydroxyphosphate sulfate, aluminum hydroxide, aluminum phosphate, and potassium aluminum sulfate. So what is going on with this study? So what happened is the CDC funded a study, and they worked with researchers from Health Partners, Marshfield Clinic, Kaiser Permanente, Washington, Northwest, North California Kaiser, Southern California Kaiser, Kaiser Permanente, Colorado, to look at if there was a link. And they looked at 326,000 children, among whom 14,000 had eczema before the year mark of their age. And eczema was used as kind of a filter, because children with they use eczema because it is a sign of atopy. It is very strongly associated with asthma risk, and so they wanted to filter down. Was it the child grew up with smoke in the house? Did the child grow up with pollution, or are they having a more asthmatic picture? Because reactive airway disease is a huge umbrella. So they wanted it more in the asthma family as opposed to something else that could be triggering wheezing. So that's kind of why they used eczema to stratify the patient groups. And they found that the mean cumulative vaccine-associated aluminum content that kids had with eczema for about 4.07 milligrams, 3.98 without. And then what they did is they wanted to see who got persistent asthma. Now, they chose persistent asthma as opposed to mild asthma, because persistent asthma may require hospitalization. Persistent asthma will probably get a kid into the doctor's office or the medical office to be evaluated, and will also probably require some long-acting medications. Mild asthma might get missed. It might not get to Kaiser. It might not, it might be chalked up to be it's RSV or COVID or whatever, even though this happened before COVID. So they wanted to make sure that these were true asthmatic diagnoses, and persistent, prior to severe can already get you into that group where you're like, okay, yeah, this is, even though we could diagnose mild asthma, we could miss a lot of cases. So persistent asthma, they thought, would be a better filter or a better group to stratify. So they did find a positive association with cumulative vaccine-associated aluminum if the child got that before 2 years old, and persistent asthma from 2 to 59 months or 5 years old. And they found this whether the child had eczema or not. And they said vaccine-associated aluminum was examined as an acute exposure, and they found a small positive association was found for children even without eczema. So what that basically means is they do think that there could be a correlation. This doesn't necessarily mean vaccines are causing asthma. This doesn't mean vaccines are going to turn your child asthmatic. But what it does signify, and this is what the researchers say, is we need to kind of look at this. And I've been saying for years that my parents have been a little bit concerned. You know, they might be pro-vaccine. They might support our vaccine protocol. They don't want their kid getting polio. They don't want their kid getting hepatitis. I don't blame them. I agree. I love that we have a very robust vaccination schedule. But the question a lot of parents have is it too much? And a cumulative aluminum exposure in a young age, does that have any effect? And if the government and public officials say, no, it's all good, it's all good, it's all good, you know, you're starting to lose people. And so the CDC making this move is huge. Right? They even have it on their website that they have some new data on it. They say they're still not changing vaccination protocols. It doesn't mean they're going to take aluminum out of the vaccines, but at least somebody's looking at it. And what is so, to me, beneficial about this is if you have a parent that is trying to sound the alarm and say, look, guys, can somebody look at this? They're hopefully less likely to be bullied or to be called crazy or, you know, or accused of a political affiliation or not. It's really bothered me when parents who know their child really, really well say, look, I'm a little concerned about something. I'd like this looked at. And when nobody wants to look at it, that's what bothered me about the whole COVID issue. You know, when we were talking about, look, you know, can we look at natural immunity and how much that can play? You couldn't even bring that up without being shadow banned on social media, without being accused of misinformation. And in science, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to bring up questions and go, look, can we just make sure this is okay? You know, are we using the right antibiotic for this pneumonia? Are we using the right treatment for monkeypox? Are we uncovering, you know, all, you know, are we covering all the bases and turning over all stones on this one? So, you know, asthma is a condition where you get bronchoconstriction, and these kids that have asthma can have difficulty breathing, getting enough oxygen to their organs, and it could be fatal if not treated. And we do see asthma run in the family, but we also see individuals who don't have any genetic predisposition acquire asthma. Like I said, it could be dust, could be pollution, could be other factors. It could be while they were a fetus, you know, fetal exposure. But, you know, vaccines have been suspected to, you know, maybe have some sort of role in some childhood atopy or allergies. So I think it's worth looking into. It doesn't mean we have to stop vaccinating. But if we do move forward and we find that there can be a cumulative effect, maybe we're going to reconsider what we use as adjuvants. Maybe we might also consider more combination vaccines. As opposed to children getting 6, 7 in one leg at once, I'm kind of a fan, even though I know it makes parents sometimes a little nervous that you have so many vaccines in one shot, but I kind of like how, like with the flu, we got a trivalent or quadrivalent so that we kind of reduce.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California teenager, the subject of an Amber Alert, was killed in a shootout between her father, an accused abductor, and the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department in the Southern California desert community of Victorville. It's still unclear if deputies or the father shot Savannah Graziano as she ran towards deputies during the firefight. Forecasters say Hurricane Ian has become an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm as it approaches Florida's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
On shore, and then it's going to kind of slow to a crawl. Yes, it will weaken, but it will just plod along. What that's going to do, that's going to dump massive amounts of rain.
Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, is asking a judge on Wednesday to free him from prison by reversing California Governor Gavin Newsom's denial of his parole earlier this year. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have to verify it. Some of you guys have given me this video of President Biden briefing individuals on the hurricane, telling people to get vaccinated. I can't verify it yet, but apparently he was telling people that if you are in a state such as Florida, the Gulf Coast, or Texas, the best way to, prepare for a hurricane is to vaccinate. Now, I don't know if that video is touched up or whatever. I know that's been getting a lot of views. I know that the president throughout the couple years, last couple of years, since he's been in office, has been promoting vaccination, even though he said, I don't think they were, Kamala Harris was not a fan of the vaccine when President Trump was getting it, organized. But I can't say for sure that that's true. Thank you guys for sharing it. The idea behind vaccination and hurricanes is a, I know people think it's a comical one, just, and I wouldn't really waste a lot of time researching or fact-checking. Joe Biden has a bunch of other issues, but if, let's say, he really did say that, and that video was true, where he said, you know, one of the things you all need to do if you're in the path of a hurricane is to get vaccinated. I mean, if we could at all play devil's advocate. I'm sorry. It's, you know, I get it. You don't want to get COVID in the middle of a hurricane, in the middle of flooding. I get that. You know, me personally, I did get the bivalent booster. I got the new vaccine. I promised you guys I would. And I would tell you how it went. And I would, you know, let you know if I grew another testicle or not. I didn't. I feel great. In fact, I didn't get the fever and the body aches that I got with the original COVID vaccines, so I'm very happy about that. The only thing I am still struggling with is I had swollen lymph nodes on the side of where the vaccine was given. I was also given the flu shot at the same time, and so I had to put off my mammogram because I don't want a false positive mammogram, which is something that has been suggested. If you're doing your screening mammogram, maybe wait 4 to 6 weeks. If you can't wait because you have issues and you need to get a mammogram, don't wait. Get that done. Doctors can kind of rule out if they think there's some reactive adenopathy from a vaccine. So don't put off your mammogram if you need to get it done. Get it done. But if you're doing a screen and you're like, oh, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, for me, I put it off a few weeks just because the swelling was pretty bad on one side. I feel better today. Also, I had some left-sided chest pain, which is never good for anybody because you're like, okay, is this heart? So you might want to get the shot on the right, and I'm right-handed, you know, and I know I avoid the right, but I just don't want the idea of you guys panicking over possible chest pain. So any chest pain, even right-sided chest pain, could still be cardiac. Still got to get that checked out, but, you know, I don't really want to overwhelm the hospitals and medical centers with the left side of my chest is hurt, the left arm is hurting, the left shoulder is hurting, and that's what I got with the booster. So, but don't always assume it's your vaccine. Could be a cardiac issue nonetheless. So back to Biden. All right, you know, again, preparing for hurricane, water, toilet paper, batteries, your medications, making sure you have all your medical issues addressed ahead of time because your doctor might not be available. Evacuate if you can. But, yes, vaccinate would be on the list. I just don't think it would be the first thing on the list, and I don't think it's on a lot of people's minds right now. But Biden has some issues. One thing that has been verified and is being talked about is President Joe Biden was at a White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, and he was asking a crowd where Representative Jackie Walorski was. He was thanking Congress lawmakers for their efforts to help this plan to end hunger. And he's asking the crowd, you know, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? Jackie died a month ago. She was in that horrible car crash where I think her staff member was driving her. And then hit another car. I don't know if it was head on, but it was at a speed. I'm not exactly sure what some rumors are that he was trying to outrun a truck. I'm not sure what happened, but she and I think two of her staffers were killed in a car crash in Indiana last month. And in fact, I believe Joe Biden, President Biden, even did a tribute. He sent a statement saying he was shocked and saddened, but I mean, just at the time. So we're unsure why, well, I don't think we're unsure, I think we know why he forgot, but that was a real gaffe. I mean, this was probably one of his worst gaffes. I'm sure they're going to rate gaffes after his presidency on, you know, him forgetting political leaders' names, telling everybody that as long as they get the COVID vaccine, they're not going to get COVID. I mean, I'm sure there's some humdingers, but to me, this is going to be one of the worst. And he concluded, she must not be here. Well, she was actually among four people killed in the head-on collision in August 3rd. They were returning from a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Claypool, Indiana. Two staffers, communications director Emma Thompson, district director Zachary Potts. So Biden had released a statement on her passing at the time, announced that the White House flags would fly at half-staff in her honor. So Daily Mail is, and multiple news outlets are now asking the White House for an explanation of, you know, why Biden didn't know, or, you know, how, why was he asking a crowd? You know, it, you know, he could have just said, look, I want to commend the lawmakers. By the way, again, this is his staff as well. I mean, this is, I mean, I'm not trying to find an excuse and defend President Biden, but what the hell is wrong with his staff? Why are they giving him these cards with large font and all these directions? And, I mean, I'm sure somebody's getting fired for that one. So, or the teleprompter. So, you know, if he doesn't remember that a congressperson died, if he doesn't remember that he gave a tribute, we are talking about some massive short-term memory loss. Short-term memory is what goes first with dementia. And I'm not saying he has dementia, but these are things that we're really concerned about. And when you don't remember something that happened a month ago, now I get it. You know, if you asked me, what did I buy at a grocery store a month ago, I couldn't tell you. If you asked me what my son said about, you know, his physics test, I'd be like, God, I don't even know if I even listened. But, you know, something that significant where one of your lawmakers died and you did a tribute. I don't know if he went to her memorial or not. I would have if I was president, but still. That means there is some significant issues. And I get that sometimes, you know, like Will Ferrell, an Anchorman, you're reading the prompt, your teleprompter, you're reading the script. But that should have hit you pretty hard. That should have jumped out. If I read something about Olivia Newton-John, I'd be like, she passed. I mean, these are things you just don't, you know, forget. That's pretty apparent. Ray Liotta, you're like, but he passed. You remember that. He doesn't. It's a huge mess up. And I don't want us to make a bigger deal out of things that are minor, but it really exemplifies he's got a major issue with his memory, major issue with cognition. And I don't know if I would have him continue speaking in front of individuals. It's getting worse. It's looking bad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how the COVID vaccine that had been linked to some menstrual irregularities, we have another study confirming that. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is sponsored by Novartis. This September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month. Chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML, is often called the good cancer because over the last 20 years, with the introduction of new medications, CML has become more manageable. But despite these advancements, the CML journey doesn't turn out quite as good for some. Dr. Ehab Atala is a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin.
If you look overall in studies, patients who are in chronic phase CML, 35%, one out of every three, end up switching from the drug that they started. Either the patient is not tolerating that drug, has significant side effects, or they're not responding to the treatment.
Some patients try to tough out the side effects of their medication, but if your treatment is becoming unmanageable and impacting daily life, it's important to talk with your doctor. Your doctor may decide if it's appropriate to adjust your dose or consider another medication that may be a better fit. If this sounds familiar or to learn more, visit whataboutmycml.com for resources to help you talk to your doctor to find a treatment option that is right for you or a loved one.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dolly, you still thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So one of the things that really scared me during the pandemic and the vaccine rollout, beyond people dying or there being vaccine side effects, dying of COVID or vaccine side effects, but I think one of the things that scared me as much as that was the being accused, or people being accused of misinformation. That really hit me hard, because the silencing and the vilifying and the public outcry if somebody just wanted to say, hey, guys, can you look at this? Something's happening to me or something's not right with the vaccine. Or I'm having an issue. You would be, you could get canceled. You could lose your medical license. In fact, there's a doctor in Maine who was ordered to get psychiatric care because she had posted on Twitter, why isn't the government and the CDC looking at natural immunity? That scared the hell out of me. The lockdown scared me. The people calling the police on each other if they saw somebody not wearing a mask. This was a crazy, crazy time. But as a physician, when you're trying to scare me into not investigating something, say, well, that's misinformation. You're looking at misinformation. You're not looking at good sources of medical data. Misinformation. You're trying to silence me or bully me. And when people were calling and people were reaching out going, something's up with my period. Is there any link to the vaccine and an abnormal period? Or me starting to bleed after being menopausal? And if I would try to look it up or ask, oh, that's just misinformation. That's just anti-vaxxers. Those are Trumpers trying to make a big deal out of something. And I'm like, no, it's not. I am hearing, even globally, that there are thousands, tens of thousands of women going, look, can somebody look into this? Well, finally, last year, the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, said they would look into menstrual abnormalities. And I believe they invested $5 million. Not a lot, but they were going to help look at some of the vaccine irregularities that were suggested. And I believe they gave money to Boston University, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Michigan State, East Lansing, and Oregon Health and Science University in Portland to investigate this. And they wanted to look at what exactly was going on and how long the effects would last. And the amount of the number of different things that were being reported by individuals was anything from my period is late, to I miss my period, to I got another period, to my period stopped for a while, I'm menopausal, but now I'm bleeding again. And what bothered me as a physician, not only was the fact that, you know, there could be a side effect. I know that there's side effects with vaccines, but what I didn't want is the opposite, where individuals were like, look, you know what? The government's not listening to us. You know, you're starting to bleed. It's probably the vaccine. And then what if a woman was actually starting to have endometrial cancer? And she's like, you know what? I did get the vaccine 8 months ago. So that's why I'm bleeding all of a sudden. I'm like, can somebody clarify this? Well, slowly, we're getting studies, and they aren't very well advertised, and they aren't very well reported on, but we are having studies going, yeah, there might be some changes. The latest one was published in the British Medical Journal. They said this is temporary, but they did find that some women's menstrual cycles may lengthen. Not the actual menses, the time of bleeding, but the cycle may lengthen. If you only had one dose, it could go up to about a day late, 4 days if you had two doses, maybe even longer if both were in the same cycle. It's supposed to resolve by the next cycle, which would make sense, but it's still something that could interfere with somebody if they're trying to conceive or if they're trying to avoid conception. So, you know, we've been discussing how one of the Roe v. Wade, one of the issues why Roe v. Wade kept coming back to the Supreme Court and how we've had 30 years of drama and we will still continue to have drama. Even though Roe v. Wade was overturned, we're still going to have states, you know, fight back and forth on what's a life, what's not a life. The underlying issue is we've had, on average, 1 million unwanted pregnancies. It's going to be interesting to see if we had more unwanted pregnancies in those who were vaccinated. I mean, we're trying to get a grip on this so we don't have to have a million women a year contemplating abortion. Right? I mean, that's kind of a lot of unwanted pregnancies in this day and age with all the birth control and the free birth control access and the Affordable Care Act. But if COVID vaccination does mess with the cycle and individuals are like, look, you know, I'm trying to time it where I never have sex when I ovulate and I'll only have sex in the first or fourth week or whatever, they could still miss it even by trying to do rhythm method, which is why we always recommend please use condoms. Even if you have a new medication, new vaccine, use condoms. So this isn't the most earth-shattering study saying, oh my gosh, COVID vaccination is going to mess up a woman's, you know, fertility, but it does confirm what some women were asking and being vilified for, going, look, can somebody look into this? I think something's up. In July, another study found menstrual changes associated with the vaccine. This was published in Science Advances, where researchers from NIH, as well as the University of Illinois and Beckman Institute, looked at 39,000 fully vaccinated participants and found 42.1% to report heavier flow post-vaccine. So those individuals with anemia or with issues where you know, they can't lose any more blood than they usually lose, 42.1%, that is significant. And again, my issue, when you look at it the other way, is if somebody is bleeding heavily, they might be like, oh, it's just a vaccine, and it could be actually something more serious. They found in those who don't actively menstruate, they found 71% of people on long-acting reversible contraceptives, such as like IUDs or Nexplanon, 39% on gender-affirming hormones, and 66% postmenopausal women had breakthrough bleeding. Well, this breakthrough bleeding can be dangerous. It could be a dangerous sign of malignancy. We need to know, is it the vaccine or is it not? So, you know, we don't want the undue stress. We don't want the fear. We also don't want people blowing something off when they shouldn't. We need to know if you're having breakthrough bleeding, are you miscarrying? Do you have an infection? Is it cancer? Earlier this year, a study was published in Obstetrics and Gynecology. It found that the menstrual cycle of those vaccinated did lengthen, close to a day, longer if they had two vaccines. So, again, that's just reconfirming. But what was really interesting was last October there was a study characterizing the menstrual bleeding changes occurring after SARS-CoV-2 vaccination. And that is where they found a huge slew of concerns, where people said they had breakthrough bleeding, they had heaviness, they had they were on gender-affirming hormones, and they still had bleeding even though they were taking, you know, hormones to transition. Postmenopausal women starting to bleed who hadn't had a period in a while. So there were those with previous pregnancy. They also looked at fibroids and things like that. So all I'm saying right now with this is, you know, look, the vaccines are there to do a job to help us minimize COVID severity. But if a person is saying, look, I think I'm having a side effect to it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.